De Sjoen, aan Ganneke, die davend, ze halen van steeds. En dan they took out an extra Sefer Torah. They took out an extra Sefer Torah, realized it was a Shchedesh. So, it's the Shiloh, what does he do? He has to daven again. He didn't say Alav Yovel. He said Al Anisim, which is not Makiv, but he didn't say Alav Yovel, which is your Makiv. He had to daven again. But this Talmud was Olam. So he said, one second. When I davened, I was only mechaven, yoytzes design, halal de Chanukah. I wasn't mechaven to be yoytze halal de Rosh Chodesh. I didn't even know it was Rosh Chodesh. And halal is mitzvah striches kavonis likuva. Kavonas halal is mamish likuva. In fact, the Rambam paskins that Kriyas Megillah, do you know where Bitzal Zolti Sefer is? Mishnas Yavetz? No? You know where it is? So on Arachayim. Bitzal Zolti Grad is found here in Ilchus Chanukah. He has a big chiddush there, based on the Rambam. The Rambam holds that a cotton, forget a cotton wool. Yeshkoyach. Forget about a cotton being madlik for achirim. But let's just go basic. If you do a hadlokah without kavone, but Bitzal Zolti wants to be mechadish, that even if you hold that a mitzvah derais, it doesn't need kavone, Ner Chanukah will need kavone. Yechidish? Ner Chanukah, which is the Rabbonin. Even if you hold a mitzvah derais, and he says here like this, this is in Simenai in Gimel, Ner Chanukah. Zoktel, HaRambam Bilchus Chanukah Elohizkir Hoido, Avol, Kosav, Mefurish, Hiskinu Chachom Sheboise Ador, Sheishmanes Yom Meile, Yimei Simcha Vahale, Umadlikim Boyama Neirois, right? And he says, what? This is in order to be Moidal Anes. So he comes and he says, Ayin Baramba Milchus Megillah Perek Beis, Hakoyer Megillah Beloi Kavon, Eloi Yotzo. Aye, the Rambam, according to many sheets, holds mitzvah zayin tzriches kavona. It's the stirus Rambam. Shofar, matzah, the Ran, the Magid Mishnah. But this is mitzvah the Rabbonin. He says, what's the reason? He says, by hagam that a mitzvah the Rabbonin will tzorich kavona, v'nire, she mitzvah skriyas megillah is not just presuminise, elu hoido al anes. The Hallel Tzorich Kavone. Meyato. Kevon the cause of a Rambam that locus on air is mitzvah with the way safe in Kriya Samigila. The Kriya Samigila Tzorich Kavone, who blocked Kavone with the Mele, Kemoy came back locus Hanneke, Tzorich Kavone Lotzes. Ubloy Kavone, Loikim is a mitzvah, Afa Pisha, a mitzvah the Rabbonon, Vahainu Mishum, She Iker a mitzvah, Ben Hanneke, he oido al anes. Elo shemoy di malan nes padlokas haneres. Ulefi zeh, shapi romu b'gemore, sheshmoy nisim echanu kakovum b'halo voido. The Gemara didn't bring down hadlokas haminoira. What do you mean? Hadlokas haminoira is oido. That's oido. V'haynu oido shemoy di malan nes padlokas haneres. Elo shom oido v'lo hadlokas haneres. Lashmina zeh gufo, Shadlokas Nechaniki Ikea Mitzvah so you oido al anes. Unbelievable. Nervoyim. And by the way, the Ragachov again, which I mentioned this morning, Moiratik Ragachov. Mamish Moiratik Ragachov. The Ragachov holds that after Megillah's Tainus, Bottle Megillah's Tainus, the whole Mitzvah's Nechaniki is really Hoido. The Pilsum Anesha Boy Larabim is only before Bottle Megillah's Tainus. Could you imagine? He holds there's no Birch Saroya today. The Ragachov. Whatever, it's a Chiddush Noira. Peregimel Hilchus Chanukah, Halacha Gimel. Kedai to see the Ragachov. As I held the Ragachov. But the bottom line is that the Halal needs Kavona. We're getting, that's what we're going to get to. We're going to get to. That's what we have to talk about. That, exactly, that's what we, Zeh HaNukuda, this is the Nukuda. And I told Kobe that he punked that day that we were talking about this shayla. He asked me a similar shayla, not about halal, about brochas. Well, arrived at, which stalls through to the same shayla. So the shayla is if a guy has in mind to be Yetz is a Yetz. Now, what would be if it was reversed? He knew it was Rosh Chodesh, he didn't know it was Chanukah. Okay, he'd be a big battle, a guy like that, right? He'd be a battle in Godel. But forgetting the battle on the Shabbat, the person didn't know it was Chanukah, they knew it was Rosh Chodesh. Would that make a difference? No, no, assuming. By the way, that is, there's a tshuva in the Shevet HaLevi on that shayla. That shayla is a shayla in the Shevet HaLevi. If you say half a halal, or you eat a midaraisa, do you need to make a new bracha afterwards? Let's say you find out later, do you have to make... That was a real battle. The Shevet HaLevi brings on such a shayla by Shavuos, where a guy said half a halal by a minion, davening for Ramadan. The whole thing is a pella, but it's in the Shevet HaLevi. Anyway, al kuponim, halacha l'maisa. Right? Halacha l'maisa. Does a person like this have to say halal again? Do they have to say halal again or not? That's the shayla. So, and again, for sure, kavon is ma'akev. The shayla is like Reb Shai is saying, here it's not pshat, the guy didn't have kavona. Just didn't have kavona to be yetze, the chayv is halal of a shchodesh. Is that ma'akev? Is that chelik ma'akev? That was the shayla. So I'll tell you like this, the way we came out, he does not have to say halal again. Not with a bracha, not without a bracha. With a bracha on Rosh Chodesh, you all know, I told you many times, it's a very, very weak chiv, how on Rosh Chodesh. Which I almost, by the Sfardim, they don't say it at all with a bracha. The Mechaber brings down the Rambam no bracha. I told one of them off, I almost lost my shidduch over this. Myself personally. I told the Rebbetzin on, we went out, it was Rosh Chodesh, when was the date? This date was on Rosh Chodesh Cheshu, not Kislev. And on the date, she mentioned, she davened this, Rosh Chodesh. I said, you make a bracha when you say halal? She said, sure. What do you mean? Of course. Beis Yankiv. Avada Machman. I said, you're not asking me, we're only on a fourth date. But if I would be a rabbi, I would tell you not to make a bracha. She looked at me like I mamish was a reconstruction. Not conservative. Reconstruction. Like from another total different religion. So, it looked like this shidduch may be a problem. Obviously, it worked out. I gave her a husband, I gave her some homework. I didn't just leave her hanging. I said, you should know that halal and Rosh Chodesh is a minik. And many Rishonim hold, nobody can make a bracha. I can't either make a bracha. Nobody can make a bracha. Many Rishonim hold like that, including the Rambam. And the Mechaber brings that down, Hilchos Rosh Chodesh, that even a man can't make a bracha. Right? Elamai, the Kama V'Kama Rishonim Old, you could make a bracha. Even amongst the Rishonim Old, you can make a bracha. Many Rishonim Old, only if it's B'tzibu, not B'yochid. Even a man. So the Ramah brings down that we're Noyeg Taka to make a bracha. Afilu B'yochid. But he says, Toiv, that you should be Machma, not to do Mamish B'yochid. And the Ramah even says that if you're alone, you should try to get a couple other men, two other people to say it. So it shouldn't Mamish be B'yochid. So I said, so you see how Mr. Rishonim is shvitzing. And you're a woman, according to the Rambam, you can never make a bracha. Even on a Yom Tov, you can't make a halal with a bracha. So you have, it's a zman grome. So for you, it's a svek, 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 it'd be a chidus. Mainly, if you're davening b'tzibu, hecharashti. So Baruch Hashem, after she did the homework, I got another date, Baruch Hashem. I wasn't hung out to dry. Well, b'vini shvi, so that would be a bigger shaila. If a guy said halal on Rosh Chodesh, he didn't know it was Chanukah, I would hold that would be a bigger shayla. That would be a bigger shayla. Even though we'll see how we come out, could be a bigger shayla. Especially if it's a yoim that you chayv and halal midaraisa, according to some shittas. Kavon to be yetzim mitzvah deraisa doesn't work to be yetzim mitzvah derabonah. That's another. But anyway, halacha l'maisa. I want to tell you, I hold over here, it's not a shayla. Thursday, Kobe came over to me with a raivet and broches. The raivet and broches talks about the shayla if you make a broche without kavone for the right food. Don't sugi down your base. So there's a tzad there, and some Rishonim have this tzad, that if you made a broche without kavone for the right food, right, that it's still called a broche. It's better than some. Why? Because first you made a broche. Kavona's broche. What's made this? Kavona's broche. So Mamash, I explained this svara to Kobe, what this svara of the Ravid is. I hold the svara of the Ravid is very pashut. You have a chiv, and then you have a sibas achiv. When you do a mitzvah, do you have to be mechavin the sibas achiv, or you have to be mechavin the chiv? That's a dover posha to me, that you don't have to be mechaven more than the chiyuv itself. I don't have to be mechaven the sibah sachiv. There are certain the bach by sukkah. There are certain mitzvahs where the Torah gives the reason l'man yedu. The bach says there is an inyan, but normally by regular mitzvah, I'm mechaven the sibah sachiv. So I want to tell you very simple. Chanukah yichayv in halal. Rosh Chodesh yichayv in halal. So now I have two sibahs why I'm chayv in halal. Gerade, the sibah of Chanukah is the strongest sibah. The sibah of Chanukah could even be a sibah that's noita to the raise. Right? The sibah of Rosh Chodesh is only a much weaker chayv. It's all sibahs. When I said halal, I was mechaven yoitzah to sign. What does the ravid mean? And this is what I told Kobe. The ravid means there's a din osur lehonois min ha'olam b'li brocha. Right? Which means you're not allowed to eat without giving hoidah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kodesh ilulim Hashem. You can't be nana from the world. The ravid saying a posh that's right. I take out an apple. I made a mistake. I thought it was a tomato. Right? I thought it's hadome. I didn't know. Well, fuck out. Will God be this nekuda doesn't make a difference. And when I gave the hoidah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I was thinking it's a different min. But the ma'aseh, what was I mechav? The min was just the sibah why I'm chayv to praise Hashem. And I was mechav to praise Hashem. So the ravid is a bigger chiddush because there it's a different matbeah. By halal, if you have the same matbeah. And you had in mind, you thought that it's Chanukah only. You didn't know it's Chanukah plus Rosh Chodesh. So I didn't know that there's another Siba why I have to say Halal today. So what? I was mechavan to be yoitz in the mitzvah. So here all the Rishonim would agree to the Ravid. There it's a different Mabeya, it's a different story. But here it's just two different Sibas. So the only time I would hear a nindud of a sofik would be the other way around. If a guy knew it was Rosh Chodesh, he didn't know it's Chanuk. Ulai, you could say that then somebody of Rishonim hold that if you mechavet to be yotze mitzvah de rabbonin and it's a mitzvah de raisa, it's felt mitzvah sriches kavanah. We spoke about this by Tkiyah Shofar. Once you be mechavet the mitzvah de raisa, Tkiyah the miyushiv, Tkiyah the mum, it's a big machlokes Rishonim. Which are the main Tkiyahs, right? So when nafkamin is the Rishonim hold that if you mechavet to be yotze mitzvah de rabbonin, you won't be yotze mitzvah de raisa. So you have to be down that child. But halacha l'maaseh, I hear that there's no child. The guy was mechavin. He probably wasn't mechavin, not the raisa, not the rabbon. He was mechavin to be yotze mitzvah halal. Thinking that the only reason I have to say halal today is because it's chanuk. Loy megareya as a mitzvah. That's how we came out l'maaseh. Okay.